When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When coincidence strikes, there will always be those who believe fate is responsible and skeptics who try to use reason to find a logical explanation. Life is packed full of serendipitous happenings, but coming up are some coincidences that are sure to leave you lost for words.
You're listening
to Be Amazed. Back in 1973, Hollywood actor Anthony Hopkins agreed to appear in a screen adaptation of George Pfeiffer's novel, The Girl from Petrovka. To prepare for the role, Hopkins realized that he should probably read the book first, but he couldn't find a copy no matter how hard he searched. That is until one day when a heavily annotated copy suddenly turned up on a bench in a subway waiting room. When Hopkins eventually met Pfeiffer 2 years later, he retold the story of his unexpected find only to discover it was far luckier than he ever could have guessed. Pfeiffer explained that he didn't own a copy of the book himself because he'd lent it to a friend who lost it while riding the subway. Hopkins then produced the book, and to his surprise, Pfeiffer identified it as his original copy by recognizing his handwriting. There's no word whether Hopkins returned the book to its rightful owner, though. Now here's a Titanic prediction. In 1898, U.S. writer Morgan Robertson published a novella named Futility. But it wasn't until over a decade later that it started gaining some unexpected attention. The novel details a shipwreck which occurs after a ship of record size collides with an iceberg in the North Atlantic, and the name of that ship just so happens to be the Titan. Sound familiar? That's right, Robertson pretty much predicted the most famous shipwreck in history 14 years before the Titanic liner sank near Newfoundland, killing 1,550 people. The spookily similar name isn't the only coincidence involved either. In the novel, the Titan is referred to as unsinkable, just like its real-life counterpart, and despite carrying thousands of passengers on board, it had an insufficient number of lifeboats, which is also true of the Titanic. Despite the unmistakable coincidence, Robertson denied his clairvoyant powers, and thankfully, he didn't write any more monumental disasters into reality. By the way, if you're intrigued by the Titanic, you might want to check out our whole episode about Titanic facts. Now let's move on to another aquatic disaster of a different nature. The construction of the iconic Hoover Dam was a monumental and treacherous project which claimed a staggering 112 lives. The first tragedy on the dam occurred on December 20th, 1921, when a man named John Gregory Tierney, who was surveying the site, was caught in a sudden flash flood and washed into the raging Colorado River. 14 years later, on December 20th, 1935, the dam took its final victim when a young construction worker fell to his death from one of the two intake towers on the Arizona side of the Black Canyon. That man was Patrick William Tierney, the only son of John Gregory Tierney, making this father and son duo the first and last people to die on the dam on the same day, 14 years apart. Nowadays, you'll find a commemorative plaque honoring these brave and coincidentally unfortunate men. Now let's rewind to Victorian England. On the night of September 29, 1888, at around 8:30 p.m., a woman named Catherine Eddowes was found lying drunk on Aldgate High Street in London. After being taken into custody to sober up and eventually being released at around 12:55 a.m., Eddowes decided to give the fake name Mary Kelly, possibly to save herself from humiliation. In a cruel turn of events, Eddowes didn't make it home that evening as she walked unexpectedly into the clutches of one of Britain's most notorious serial killers known only as Jack the Ripper. 10 days after Eddowes' body was discovered, Jack went on to claim his next and final victim. Her name? Mary Jane Kelly. Either he was one seriously perceptive killer, or this is just one deadly coincidence. Almost anything could go wrong at a live sporting event, but no one could be quite as unlucky as Miss Alice Roth. While attending a Phillies baseball game on the 17th of August in 1957 with her two grandsons, Miss Roth was suddenly struck square in the face by a foul ball, which had entered the stands. The player responsible was Hall of Famer Richie Ashburn, who had amassed over 2,500 hits in his 14 years of play. Alice Roth's bad juju doesn't end there, though. As she was being taken out of the stadium on a stretcher with a broken nose, she was struck by another foul ball, which broke her knee. Once again, the ball had been hit out of the stadium by Richie Ashburn. Fortunately, Miss Roth saw the humor in the unfortunate coincidence, and she and Ashburn even became close friends after he visited her in the hospital. If you ever think your life is serendipitous, just remember that there was once a man who encountered the same stranger every time he ate plum pudding. The story goes that the 19th century French poet Émile Deschamps was first introduced to the traditional British dessert by an Englishman named Mr. de Fortgibou in 1805. About a decade after this encounter, Deschamps ordered plum pudding at a restaurant in Paris, only to be told by the waiter that the last one had been sold to the man seated at the back. Of course, this man was none other than Mr. de Fortgibou himself. The incredible story doesn't end there, though, because in 1832, the two were to meet again. While attending a dinner party which served plum pudding, Deschamps joked that the party must be for Mr. de Fortgibou. Sure enough, the familiar stranger turned up not much later, having arrived at the wrong address on his way to another party. Legend now has it that if you say plum pudding three times in the mirror, de Fortgibou's ghost is sure to turn up. Let me try now. Plum pudding, plum pudding, plum pudding. Bonjour, Monsieur de Fortgibou, and well, au revoir.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's not unusual for people to be superstitious about inexplicable things. For some, it's magpies, black cats, or walking under ladders, but for the French King Louis XVI, that was the number 21. And it didn't work out so well for him. You see, before he took the throne, an astrologer warned Louis to always be cautious of the 21st day of each month. During his rule, Louis made sure never to do business on the 21st, but in the throes of the French Revolution, fate had other plans. On June 21st, 1791, Louis and his wife Marie Antoinette were arrested while attempting to flee the country, and on September 21st of 1791, their reign was toppled when France was officially declared a republic. If that wasn't lucky enough, Louis was then executed by guillotine as a direct result on January 21st, 1793. In 2001, a 10-year-old girl named Laura Buxton was involved in a remarkable chain of events after releasing a golden balloon into the sky. Having attended her grandparents' 50th anniversary celebrations in Staffordshire, UK, Buxton wrote her name and contact details on the balloon and set it free. The balloon traveled some 140 miles south to the Midlands and landed in the backyard of another 10-year-old girl who also happened to be named Laura Buxton. Astounded at the one in a million coincidence, the girl's parents arranged for them to meet up and discovered even more similarities. Both Lauras were around the same height and build, and both had a 3-year-old chocolate Labrador, a gray rabbit, and guinea pigs at home, the latter of which they brought to the meetup by chance. Over a decade later, the duo are still friends and meet up when their schedules allow it. Finding a mysterious message in a bottle is something most of us can only dream of. But one man named Mark Anderson truly lucked out in 2006 when he found the oldest message in a bottle on record. Anderson was manning a Scottish fishing boat named the Copious when he happened upon the 92-year-old bottle, which landed him a spot in the Guinness World Records. After bragging relentlessly to his fellow fisherman friend Andrew Leeper about the find, Anderson was about to get a reality check in the form of one astounding coincidence. 6 years later, in 2012, Andrew Leeper was hauling in his nets on the very same boat when he noticed a bottleneck sticking out of the water. The 98-year-old bottle, which contained a note from 1914, outdated Anderson's by 6 years, making him the new world record holder. Here's a riddle for you. How is it possible for a bullet to kill its intended victim 20 years after being fired? The answer is one of the most mind-blowing coincidences you will ever come across. The tale begins in 1893 in Honeygrove, Texas, when a timber businessman named Henry Ziegland abruptly broke off an engagement with his lover. Unable to cope with the heartbreak, she took her own life, and her brother then decided to defend her honor by killing Ziegland. After following Ziegland and firing a gun, the young man fled the scene believing him to be dead. Remarkably, the bullet had only grazed Ziegland's cheek and became lodged in a nearby tree. Having long celebrated his luck, Ziegland decided to remove the great oak 20 years later in 1913, and he opted for dynamite to speed up the process. In the explosion, the bullet became dislodged and fired off at Ziegland, killing him at last. No one said karma is always instant, right? We covered this incredible story in one of our other episodes about karma. I strongly encourage you to check it out. This next incredible coincidence was submitted by a viewer of our BMA's YouTube channel named Dennis, and it's pretty unbelievable stuff. Dennis, who was formerly enlisted in the U.S. Army, had never met his brother-in-law, but he knew he was a fighter pilot in the Air Force. When the estranged pair eventually met, they discussed their former postings and realized that they were both stationed in South Korea from 1974 through 1975. That's just the start of the revelations, though. As Dennis also remarked that there was some well-known rivalry between different branches at the time, and he distinctly remembers an occasion when an Air Force fighter pilot had ruined an important phone call back to the U.S. While contacting his mother from outside the base, a fighter jet was doing treetop level passes over the building he was calling from, making it impossible to communicate on the phone. While retelling the story, his brother-in-law couldn't help but laugh, because he was the pilot flying overhead. Now, you must have noticed that the cover image of this episode shows a shark inside another shark. Researchers at the University of Delaware snapped a pic of an incredible coincidence when they were hauling in a large sand tiger shark, only to discover that a 3-foot-long dogfish, a smaller type of shark, was also hooked on the line and had been swallowed whole. The sand tiger shark was released after being tagged, but there's no word about what happened to the poor dogfish. There's nothing quite as heartbreaking as coming across a lost dog poster on the street, but it's not so often you happen upon one that is accompanied by the dog in question, as you can see in the cover image of this episode. That didn't stop this doggo from chilling out on the sidewalk under his photograph, though, totally oblivious to the fact his owner was probably freaking out somewhere. Maybe he ran away from home and now he's missing his home comforts and regretting the rash decision. Or maybe he even put the poster up himself just for the attention, like some canine con artist. Being a news reporter comes with its own set of challenges, like following the teleprompter correctly, dealing with uncontrollable live guests, and all those times you get mistaken for wanted criminals, right? Unfortunately for one BBC Crime Watch presenter in 2016, that's exactly what happened when the stars aligned and the thug in the wanted mugshot turned out to be an uncanny doppelganger of Jason Mohammed, who was co-reporting on the story. Poor old Jason looked pretty uncomfortable as he noticed the spitting image, but thankfully he took it all in stride. Tweeting that he'd seen the comparisons online, he still didn't deny that it was him, though. But who knows? It's a bit sus. If you were amazed at these unbelievable coincidences, you might want to check out the other episodes of this series. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.